Our reading for today is from Acts, the 13th chapter, verses 13 to 41. Now Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John left them and returned to Jerusalem. But they went on from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia. And on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the Law and the Prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it." So Paul stood up, and motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt, and with uplifted arms he led them out of it. And for about 40 years he put up with them in the wilderness, and after destroying 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. And after that he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, 'I have found in David the son of Jesse a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before his coming, John had proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but behold, after me, one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie.' Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him nor understand the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you good news, that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus, as also it is written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.' And as for the fact that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption, he has spoken in this way, 'I will give you the holy and sure blessing of David.' Therefore he says also in another psalm, 'You will not let your Holy One see corruption.' For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up did not see corruption. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest what is said in the prophets should come about. Look, you scoffers, be astounded and perish, for I am doing a work in your days, a work that you will not believe even if one tells it to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
We welcome Pastor Eric Brown from Zion Lutheran Church, Lahoma, Oklahoma.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our text for today, we hear St. Paul preach a sermon, which almost makes this here a bit redundant. but it's good to ponder what Paul preaches and how he preaches. Did you note Paul's sermon is so focused upon what God does? God chose Israel and brought them out of Egypt. God gave them Cana. God gave them judges and kings. God sent Jesus. All great things. But what does man do? Man fights God tooth and nail. Man crucifies Jesus, thinking to stop and thwart God. That is what sin is. It's just an attempt to thwart the will of God, to have your way instead of God's way, to have my will instead of God's will be done. And the leaders in Jerusalem seemed so pious and so righteous. They thought they were living according to the law of Moses like good little people. No, just bound in sin. But the will of man doesn't trump God. Our sin is not stronger than God. Paul notes of Jesus, "But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem." No, the Savior would not be thwarted by sin. In fact, God had set all this up well ahead of time, pointing forward to this in many psalms. But what does all this mean? What is the ultimate point? As Paul says, "Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses." Christ has died, and Christ has risen, and that means your forgiveness has been won, and that is something God has accomplished, that God has done for you, that God has given to you. It really is all about what God does, what God gives to us. The problem is our sinful flesh wants to be the hero of the story, wants everything to be about what we do, how great we are. See all the good that we do. We want to point and say, "See, I have done the law." The problem is, it's a lie. Even if I am better than my neighbor, I remain a sinner. Even if I look nice to the world, I remain a sinner. And Paul certainly understood this. He had been the best of the Pharisees, the most outwardly righteous of them. And yet he came to understand that he was merely the chief of sinners. So too you and I. If we are to rest upon our own works, we would be lost. And so when asked for a word of exhortation, Paul doesn't point the people to what they can do. They knew the law, and they could not be freed from death by that law. Rather, look at what God does for you. He does what you cannot. Whereas you cannot fulfill the law, Christ Jesus came, and he did. Whereas you cannot free yourself from death, Christ Jesus came, and he did. Whereas you are a sinner, Christ Jesus is your life, and he is your salvation. He has freed you with his death and resurrection. Now, to be sure, in this life our old sinful flesh will fight against this, will reject it, will think it's too simple, too easy. The old sinful flesh will want to scoff and then see what it can do. But remember, as Paul preaches, this isn't about what you do. It is what God has done for you. And he has chosen you, redeemed you in Christ, and given you forgiveness. All thanks and glory be to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Eric Brown from Zion Lutheran Church, Lahoma, Oklahoma.